When Bill Numerick from Traverse City, Michigan, went to court 2 years ago, his reasons were simple. He wanted to be part of his son's life. Numerick and his pregnant girlfriend had recently broken up. She wanted to place the baby up for adoption, perhaps, and Numerick wanted to establish his rights as the child's father. If his former girlfriend had gone ahead with the idea of making the baby available for adoption, or if she'd decided to raise the child herself, Numerick would have been able to seek custody or court-ordered visitation. DNA tests left no doubt that he was the child's father, after all, and he'd promptly come forward to accept legal responsibility. But his girlfriend made another choice. Before the child was born, she married another man. Legally, that spelled the end of Numerick's aspirations as a father. Michigan's Paternity Act provides that an unwed father may go to court to establish his paternity of a child only if the mother is also unmarried for the entire pregnancy. So by marrying someone else before she gave birth, Numerick's ex-girlfriend was able to cut off his legal status as a father to their son. Marriage, a Michigan appeals court recently ruled, trumps DNA in deciding who is the father of a child. A few months earlier, a New York court reached what might seem to be the opposite conclusion. In that case, a man married a single mother and assumed the role of father to her baby daughter. With a mother's cooperation and with full knowledge that he wasn't the girl's biological father, he filed the necessary legal papers to acknowledge paternity of the girl and establish himself as her legal father. When the couple split up some years later, the New York court ruled that DNA tests showing that another man was the child's biological father required that he, not the mother's husband, be recognized as the girl's legal father. Although the New York and Michigan courts reached different conclusions about the relative importance of DNA and marriage in establishing fatherhood, the results were dictated by statutes that left little discretion to the courts. In similar disputes, California law, by contrast, leaves it to judges to decide who would make the most appropriate father for a child. As is true in many states, in California, it's possible for several men at once to qualify as presumed fathers. In a case pitting a biological father against a marital father, the California Supreme Court ruled last year that neither DNA nor marriage is automatically most important. Instead, it found that judges should decide on a case-by-case basis which of the men would be the most appropriate father by reviewing all relevant factors relating to each man's ties to the child, genetic or otherwise. Illinois law, meantime, is also somewhat up in the air, with some courts assigning fatherhood on the basis of DNA, and others sometimes declaring fathers on the basis of marriage, or even the assumption of child-rearing duties without marriage. Such is the world of a modern family. What it seemed to Bill Numerick, the simplest case in the world, what he says is a father's love for his child, turns out to present one of the most confounding issues in modern family law. And to the swirling mix of conflicting cases, at least one more may soon be added. Numerick is appealing to the Michigan Supreme Court. I'm Amy Guida.